Blog Talk Radio.
There is only one mother, and she gives herself freely. So give thanks to her. Give thanks to her. And when you have completed your visit with our mother, leave no trace. Leave no trace.
business? The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's GGM Radio. I'm wide awake.
Hello, everyone. Good morning. You are listening to WGGM Radio every day, the same time, every day at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, This is Messages of Light. I join you every week, and I'm just really happy to be here. You know, I've noticed there's a lot of spiritual movies out there lately. You know, God Isn't Dead, and we've got the Noah movie out, and we have, you know, so many movies on healing. Even a boy who actually got to experience heaven when he was in the hospital. You know, it's just so amazing to me. All these beautiful stories that I've been seeing out there on miracles and light and things that happen, you know, it just makes my guest that much more exciting as well because I know she works with these things. I do have a prayer request before we get started. I was talking with a friend of mine today, and she was telling me that she was talking with a dear friend of hers who works in the medical field, and he was talking about that he has a friend in the hospital who has septic shock. She's in the ICU, and her name is Dawn. And so this is a lady that this guy knows who is a mother to somebody named Morgan. I think this is the daughter, if I'm understanding right, because it was a friend of his. And so her name is Dawn, and she's in the ICU here in St. Louis, and she's in septic shock, and he's headed there now to actually spend time with her. So, you know, prayers going out to Dawn and this lovely gentleman who is spending time with this lady, and, you know, just send them some light, because that's a pretty serious thing. Anyway, moving right along onto our guest, which, you know, everybody out there send light to this lady and this guy. And so my guest today is from St. Louis also, and she believes that there is no accident in, you know, light and connection and energy fields. She's a shaman practitioner named Beth Thater. You can check her out at Beth Thater, Thater.com. And she is a practitioner who has loved Jesus all of her life. She has been on a great adventure through Amazon training and the Andes training and some shamanism training in Peru. She has so many paths that have led her, you know, just spiritually connecting to the energy fields, light fields. She's been a pure conduit her whole life. She's been a master teacher who's been available to God her whole life, and she has pure intention with physical, emotional, and spiritual, and she wants to connect people to the divine. She's very good at the reconnection and the emotion code, and Reiki, and reconnective healing, and she's just a fabulous shaman who, you know, has had many people testify that they've had great experiences with her background and her healing, and just she is a pure vessel of light and love as a shaman, and she's just amazing. So our call-in number today is 347-237-5339. Again, that's 347-237-5339, and I will announce Beth's website one more time. It's BethHater.com. And with that, I'm going to bring Beth live to the show now, and we're going to chat. She has just touched my life. I mean, she is my heart. She's my sister, my friend, and also my advisor, and I'm just so excited to have her today. Welcome to the show, Beth.
Well, good morning, Amanda, and wow, sister, what a beautiful introduction. I didn't pay Amanda to say all that. I really didn't hear. Thank you for your sweet words of encouragement. I love you, and you are a blessing of light, and it is I who am honored to be here, so thank you, sweetness, for inviting me today.
Well, I love having you here. You know, it's just such a pleasure to hear what you have to say and, you know, your education and what you have to share with people also.
Thank you. You mentioned something that was so important at the very beginning. You were talking about, you know, people, you know, having some really amazing and phenomenal experiences of heaven and God and Christ and all these beautiful visions and phenomena. These are all occurrences that I've experienced, and I feel that our public and our world is looking for those experiences, and that gives them great hope. And this is the world we live in, and this is the world I live in, and that I've been able to tap into and that I've been able to help others tap into, you know, just opening up our extra sensory perceptions. And it is a magical daily around here. So, you know, I think that would be a beautiful subject to talk about today is our natural gifts and our abilities to tap into the reality of what God has to offer us. You know, it's people are looking and hoping and searching for all that wisdom and the knowledge of knowing that they live in a divine world, that everything is already here at the fingertips. We just need to understand that we can tap into it. So it's been a very fun and expanded playground, to say the least.
I'm sure it has been. Yeah, it is amazing because we can tap into those things, and, you know, they are there for us. I just, you know, I was really looking at the movie theater, and I thought, wow, look at this. We have Noah, and God isn't dead, and or God is real, you know, like somebody proving that. And then you've got this little boy who, you know, experiences heaven, and he says that, you know, he's crossed over and actually seen this and then come back, you know, and his dad's a pastor. And I thought, man, there's just right. So many accounts of, you know, spiritual activity here. And I know that you access the light beings within someone, like you've talked about light activation, and that we have the light within us. I think that's very important, you know, to look at too, that we do have that.
We do. We are each so beautiful and brilliantly, we're so strong and magnificent, and each of us has our own beautiful cellular DNA blueprint. And once we tap into that blueprint and activate that DNA and crystallize our DNA structure, we expose ourselves to who we are. We activate our dormant DNA, the work that I do. And it's a big part of the purpose of why I'm here on the planet. Although, and I know you and I have talked before, although I have certifications, they're just tools. So I'm, you know, God uses every one of us on the planet as a conduit, and each of us are teachers to one another. And so I've been shown to be that conduit, and that my purpose is to help people remember who they are, because everything is already within us. All that cellular structure is just right there, and all these new energies coming into the planet are connecting us back to who we are. So, yeah, a big part of the work that I do, Amanda, is not, you know, the shamanic work is such a big part of my work, and it's a deep part of how I'm really built. And going back to that path of, you know, the old traditions, the grassroots shamanism of knowing that everything is completely and divinely connected, the plants, the animals, and the, you know, insects, and the birds, and the water, and the air. We are all connected, and the trees. And when we remember that consciousness is in everything, then our expansion, it just, what we're able to do and what, how we're able to connect is, it's phenomenal. Our abilities to unfold and to remember who we are is phenomenal. So, you know, these movies that are out where people are experiencing these miracles, they're happening all over the world. And, it's powerful. And, you know, I've been to heaven. Christ took me up and to the outside of heaven. And, you know, I wasn't, I wanted to go home. And Christ took me by my left hand and shot me out of my physical body and took me up. And you know what? I didn't want to come back. I got
well,
it.
Like, I imagine after seeing something like that, you might not want to come back. You know, a lot of people say that they have that experience where they go there and they're just like, wow, I just want to be in the light and I just want to, you know, stay here and experience this and feel this with every core being. You know, I've heard stories where people say, well, I had the tunnel and I went there and it was beautiful. And, you know, these encounters are wonderful. And what happens is that when they come back and they tell us the stories of that, you know, it really gives those people that lose hope at the end of the day a chance to say, wow, you know, I really do have hope in this. And I do believe that, you know, I can get there and that we can get through this. A lot of us forget when we get here that, you know, all we're doing is experiencing and then we're going back there again. And I love how, you know, you tie in the trees and animals and people together, because, you know, I can just look at an animal, Beth, and treat them like they're human. I mean, I really see no difference except for, you know, okay, they have fur and they don't wear clothes normally.
Right. Right. They're our teachers. You know, when I take a walk in the park or I go out into the woods, you know, there's thousands and thousands of trees around you. But yet, it's still. It's quiet. If you were to go out amongst thousands of people, there would be so much noise and stimulus, you know, you couldn't hear yourself think. But the trees, you walk into the woods or a forest, and there's thousands of trees, and they're still. And they're teaching us to be still. And you can feel their heartbeats and the information that comes through them. They, you know, I've had many trees speak to me and clear my body and heal my body. And I wasn't always operating in that space, Amanda, where my perceptions were that open. And there might have been a time if I had heard a tree speak to me, I would thought I was crazy or something. But now that I understand that everything is divinely connected and everything is consciousness, that makes sense. That's just normal now. But, you know, as our collective body, our world, is shifting, we elevate, our awareness comes up, and because we are one body, so as a world, our consciousness is lifting. And as I raise my vibration and you raise your vibration, we raise the vibration of the planet. So it's one body at a time. And it's so powerful. And coming back to this path of truth and wisdom, is, you know, shamanism is not a religion, it's a spiritual path, and it's for anyone of any religion or any spiritual walk or path. Because I was raised Catholic, but I was really never, you know, a practicing Catholic. You know, something in my heart said, Beth, you're connected to everything, and there's no separation. And so God led me back to Beth, you know, my path. And that's when I realized, wow, there's an incredible amount of wisdom coming in through this path from the elders, from the old ones, the ancient ones. And then I blew off a lot of old paradigms, you know, old ships and old thoughts and old programming. And as I released the old programming and structure, then I began to remember who I am. And I began to take the layers off and the mask off. And that's what we're doing, you know. People are looking for that. They're looking for what is the truth. And, you know, that the truth is what it is for them. But if everyone can remember that if they are made of God or creator or consciousness, and God made everything, then everything is consciousness. And it's just a beautiful path. So, you know, every day, Amanda, I'm learning something new, and people want hope. They're looking for hope, and I'm connecting with a lot of beautiful, powerful, amazing people on the planet right now who are transforming, and through that transformation, they're lifting the world up because we hold each other. So
absolutely, you know, I enjoy working with you because one of the things that is so neat is that when we first encountered each other, my first reaction was, oh, there's my big sister. And it was a very neat. And it was a very neat connection because it was like no space, no time. It was just like, oh, that's my sister. That's kind of cool. Okay. And you're right. You know, so many people go, well, where's the hope and where did the light go and all of that. And I love how, you know, you kind of walked up to me and you said, isn't it fun how we already know that everything is already connected and everybody else is still trying to find that under a magnifying glass? And we're going, yeah, the rocks talk, the animals talk, the trees talk. We talk and we learn, even from a tree, an animal, a person, people,
right,
people that we encounter every day. You know, I love your shamanism work and how you tie it into the reconnective in the Peruvian work and how you said, well, you know, my tools are just tools, but, you know, I go over and I encounter with the shamans and I experience, because, you know, that just really leads back to where you said, well, you know, I started out Catholic, but then I knew everything was connected. So that must have been, was that a realization for you? Was that something you came to, or were you stuck, you know, in just the box for a little while, or did you come straight out?
I kind of blew out, like launched out. I have a tendency to launch.
Yeah.
Here's what happened to me, and typically happens for most people, no matter what path they're on. I am, for one, I am very grateful for my past, present, and future. I am grateful that I had parents who led me into some type of spiritual temple, because my parents are amazing. For me, growing up in my particular faith, I think there was just too much structure around it for me, and I you know, and I don't have any judgment. I just, for some reason, my heart wasn't, I wasn't able to anchor into that, and so I found that I, as a young girl, even as older, you know, older lady, I'm getting old now, feel like, you know, thousands of years old, you know, some days, but I found that my heart was taking me into the woods, into nature, and I was communicating, and I was connected. And I found that that was my spiritual path. It was nature. It was consciousness. When I first went to Peru and I had a calling to go, yeah, you bet you, Amanda, I was challenged. Here I am, this little Catholic girl, not really, you know, not practicing Catholicism, but, you know, Catholicism or whatever, and, you know, going to different churches, trying to find my path. Really, I was trying to find my path, and what does it look like? And going down and working with these amazing shamans in the heart of the Amazon in the rainforest, having these amazing experiences that are telling me that I don't know anything. I realized,
wow.
You know what I mean? I realized, I don't know anything. Clean slate, starting over, sister. I mean, starting over. And getting honest with myself and saying, wow, you know, I had some structure that came in as an early girl. And I realized what happened was the structure began to crumble. And as the structure began to crumble and the walls and the layers began to peel from me and around me, I began to see more truth and more light. And then I looked at that truth that came in, or that wisdom that came in. This is called wisdom. And I looked at the wisdom. And I worked with the wisdom. And the wisdom took me to more expanded places of consciousness. It brought me out, further out, outside of the box I was in, because, yes, I was in a box. But not for long, because I realized that that was just some, in some cases, some old dogma, some old structure. And as a teacher, I was a teacher for 16 years. There was structure there. And I realized we're not meant to be in structure like that. We are divine human beings of consciousness. We are a reflection of the great colors and hues and wisdom of all that is. So how can we be confined in that when we can't be? So for me, I blew down the boxes and the barriers and took off the masks real fast, because I realized I needed to. And we're always working on masks and layers, and no matter who we are, no matter how far out we go, we are always in a state of release. We are always letting go. We are always moving out. There's more to know. So for me, I was challenged at times, and you know, information was coming in, and you know, and I'm learning more. I'm remembering more. I was remembering. And so what happened?
Yeah,
was,
and you remembered. You remembered a lot, and you recovered a lot, and it's neat because when I met you, I was still. I'm still going to yoga every week, but you said, oh, it's time for you to bring out your medicine. And, you know, my yoga teacher even noticed a change in me after we started working with bringing out the medicine in me as well. Like you're talking about, well, it's just different layers and things like that. It's cool. She made a comment in the chat room here about, you were talking about noise and how it's everywhere. And she commented that there's a lot of noise everywhere all the time, and letting it become the background and then listening to, you know, the quiet and what's around you, just letting it become the background and letting things
right.
happen and listening is our gift. It's like to enhance our spiritual gift.
Exactly.
You know, I thought that was really profound from her because when I walked into her classroom after, you know, some work with you, she said to me, "Wow," and she just felt the change. So that was pretty amazing too, because you were talking about the boxes and the shifting and the growing, and I can totally relate to that as well. How did you come to know reconnective healing? How did you come into that?
Yeah, in 2007, I got my Reiki master's because it was a starting point for me, and I was shown that was going to be a stepping stone and that I was going to continue to go down the shamanic path, but that I was going to do something else. And in 2009, I'm literally walking through Barnes & Noble bookstore. Amanda, it was so funny. I'm walking through Barnes & Noble bookstore. And I'm walking down the, you know, I think it was the metaphysical aisle. And this book comes lying out of the bookshelf in front of me. Now, God, Creator, always does things in a really big way, just kind of throws them on out there in front of me. And this book comes flying out of the shelf and lands in front of me. Well, that's my sign that somebody's knocking on my door. And I pick it up, and it's The Reconnection. And it was this book, The Reconnection by Dr. Eric Pearl, was just, I can remember just shaking in my hand, you know, just shaking and vibrating. And I turned it over, and I read the back of the cover, and I knew that was what I was supposed to do. And I couldn't wait to get home. So I got home, I read the first chapter, and I knew that I needed to have the reconnection done on me. And this is all about DNA. And I had been shown and proved early on that you will be activating DNA. You will be a DNA activator. In fact, they called it a master activator, is what they called me, is a master activator. So, and that's what the Pleiadians call me, a master activator. So at the time, I was still learning and receiving information and putting the puzzle together. Well, I had the certification done on me, the reconnection done on me, and then I went up in Florida, Palm Springs, and then I was certified in 2009, and that became part of my work. I like the reconnective healing because you're working with advanced healers from the other galactic, you know, star systems. It's energy that's coming in. It's the vibration actually shifts all the time. This is a frequency, and that frequency shifts and changes and becomes stronger every time you use it because the planet is shifting. So every time the planet, you know, we're moving out of the third to the fourth to the fifth, one up to the sixth and seventh dimension, the frequencies that you're connecting to are charged. They're very strong. So I worked with that frequency. And I work with that along with the awakening codes, which come in through the Pleiadian realm through me. And so that's a very strong frequency, and those are initiations of light. So it started around 2009. And so I do all kinds of different work, and it's very specific to what the person needs. Yes.
Yeah, and you just become a conduit, and you listen to what a person needs, and then that's how you facilitate.
It is. You know, I am, like you, a conduit, and I open myself up, and I have, when I work with this reconnective healing, which is light and information coming in, specific for that person. You know, there's the healing part of it, is the healing, the reconnective healing, and then the reconnection, which is the second part of the reconnective healing. The reconnective healing is clearing out our vessel, our body, with this frequency, moving and shifting all blocks out and connecting the strands of the DNA with this beautiful, clear light. It's all about flushing our body out, preparing our body, cleaning and clearing our body out, the healing part. And then the second part is the reconnection, which is two strands of lines, two groups and sets of lines that I bring in over the clients in a matter of 3 days. So the first day I draw a set of lines over the body that are, these are old galactic technical lines. They're very much very strong magnetic lines, and I'm connecting your meridian points out to the Earth grid and on beyond the other star system. And so there's two sets of lines, and what happens is that's all about intention and about expanding your body all the, you know, out in a more expanded way so that you can receive more light and information. I like it like this. I look at it like this. You can have this big jam box, a big stereo with big woofer speakers and tiles, and it's a great jam box. When you turn that baby on, it flies, and you can hear it forever, but it's unplugged. So it's sitting motionless. It's dormant. It's not moving. It's not, there's no activity. But when you plug that jam box in, that big stereo system, boom, it's activated. You can hear. It has all these different channels and buttons. And so we're built like that. So when we become activated, you know, our blueprint is fully activated, our extrasensory perceptions are fully open. And that's what happens with the reconnection. I'm going out and doing deeper work than the reconnection, though. I'm working with the awakening codes. And the awakening codes are a really big process, a huge process that the Palladian realm have brought to me. And since they've been working with me, my perceptions, I always use the word, you know, the term blown out. I'm very blown out.
Mm-hmm.
People who are working with the awakening codes are so open. Their ability to perceive is available to them. Their ability to hear is available to them. You know? And so they're seeing beyond the veils. They're hearing. They're perceiving. And it has been fun. And it has been a great process to work with. And I'm being shown by the Palladian realms that I will be working with larger groups that I'm getting ready to next month with this. It's a group of strong, dynamic, bright beings. So it's been enjoyable. It's been fun.
That's great. You know, you've done a lot of work from, you know, leveling out to Reiki and kind of forming it into your own practice, which is what a lot of people do. I know the light codes that you do and the reconnection that you do and just the light that comes from you is really amazing, and it must have been a very deep treat to sit with the shaman healers and, you know, kind of learn your shamanic journey here in St. Louis. That must have been a real treat for you to bring this back to St. Louis and use it, you know, to guide and help other people and really people all over the world.
It has been, and there's so many different traditions of shamanism. And they're all so beautiful. And so I've recently, in the last year, met some friends of mine, Gary Langston and Carol Rydell, who have a strong shamanic background. And so we've got to intermingle our paths. And that has been a beautiful blessing. And we just learn from one another, and we activate each other's souls and medicine. Yes, it was a treat. I was being shown to go to Peru several times to learn and to remember and to recall and to bring that back here. And for the next seven generations, that's what we're doing. All the people who are remembering their shamanic path, who are walking into it, are going to be teaching this, teaching and helping people remember the path. I'm very much spirit-led. I open myself up. I ask the strong shamans and enlightened beings on the other side to teach me and guide me. They are my primary teachers. And I have two teachers from Peru, Don Howard Lawler, who's also known as Shoko Shinche, and Don Robert. They're both medicine people. They are my primary teachers, and then I have the teachers from the outer realms of the highest vibration. And so I've opened myself up to be the purest and open conduit. And I always ask people and invite people in to do so as well. So when people walk into this path and they're hearing that they need to do this or that, I say to them, well, you need to listen to that because that's spirit telling you that's what you need to do. So I might not work in the same capacity that you might work or this person because that person's medicine might be different than mine. And so we each need to honor our medicine. and how we were. And so, yes, I do, you know, Amanda, when people come into my space, I honor them, and they receive what they need. It's whether, you know, it's a combination of all the different tools I use, it might, you know, it typically is. So they receive what they need, not what I think I should give them. It's what they need. So it's been a blessing, and every day my world continues to expand. And I work a lot with Christ consciousness. I work through Buddha. I work through Kuan Yin, Mother Mary, St. Therese. Ganesh, these beings come through me and work through me. But Christ has been such a powerful teacher for me. And he often comes through my body, and I'm looking out of his eyes, and he will often show himself to the people who come here, the clients who come here. So he's shifting and changing lives exponentially, my life has been completely changed. And I really give him all the credit, because he was the one who brought me down to Peru. He was the one who continued to show up. And he'll say, Beth, you need to listen to this person or this person or this person, these teachers that come to me in any other realm. They'll say, they're here to teach you. You know, it could be Kuan Yin.
Very nice.
And so it's very powerful. He's very compassionate and loving, and I'm a better parent as a result of him, because he's pure love and compassion. So, yeah,
cool.
A lot going on, Amanda, a lot going on.
Yeah, so do you have any events coming up you'd like to share with everybody before we take a break, and then we have a question, and then we can take, questions in the chat room and some callers, too, but I wanted you to announce anything you might have going on first.
Well, I have to go down and get my date planner, but I know I'll be at Living Insights two times this coming month, and I'm there from 11 to 4, and I do shamanic healing there, and I also bring in the Awakening Code. So people who, I work from home, but so people who do not want to come out to where I live can go there to Living Insights, and that's going to be May 7th and May 21st in Clayton, Missouri, at Living Insights Center.
Right, and then if they're not, not in the area, they can always find you at BethVader.com and seek out your services there as well.
They can, and most people come here for the personal healing because of the space I've created. I've created a very safe space, and then also I'm having a meetup group, the Spirit of the Shaman, next Thursday, the 24th. It's pretty already. There's about 15 people who are going to be there in this kind of a small center. I will have more processes available to do some bigger work, and as I prepare to do that, and I'm being prepared, that will be on my website. So people can always go to my website and find out when I'm having events. Okay?
Sounds wonderful. Okay, that's perfect. So if anybody wants to call in, our call-in number is 347-237-5339. Again, that's 347-237-5339, and you can check Beth out at BethVader.com. That's a way you can find her. Before we take a commercial break, I wanted to share with you that Sarah in our chat room here, she says, I grew up Mormon, so she understands the spiritual conditioning. She always knew that there was much more, but she's grateful for the spiritual attunement she's had to learn to recognize in her own path. And she also has a question here. She says, I have Chickasaw ancestry, and she was wondering, is there any Native American shamanic paths that are here in the U.S.?
Are there any what, hon?
Native American shamanic paths here in the U.S. She's wanting to know that.
Oh, gosh. I don't know of any Native American shaman path. I know people who do cross, they cross over into that. I have a friend who does some of her own personal work, and I could try to find out for you and get. I'm pretty sure that I know someone who does know that, and then I could get back with you, Amanda, and if this person wanted to, contact you, they could, or you could give them my personal information, and then I would look for that information for her.
Okay, perfect. All right. Well, we're going to take a really quick commercial break, and it does look like we have some callers in the chat room here who would, or in the queue here, who would love to chat with you. So we're going to take a really quick commercial break and then come back. You're listening to WGGM Radio. My guest is Beth Bader. You can check her out at BethBader.com. And our call-in number is 347-237-5339. We'll be right back.
Our program is being brought to you by ShotNet Web Hosting, reliable web hosting for everyone. Feature rich, reliable, and affordable. Create your own site in minutes with ShotNet's easy-to-use site designer. Monthly plans available that fit any budget. Visit shot-net.com. That's shot-net.com.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
All the colors of the rainbow, all the voices of the wind, every dream that reaches out to find where love begins. Every word of every story, every star in every sky, every corner of creation lives to testify. For as long as I shall live, I will justify the love. I'll be a witness in the silence. There's a word not enough. With every breath I take, we'll give thanks to God. For as long as I shall live, I will testify to love.
You are listening to Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, back to Amanda.
Okay, you are listening to WGGM Radio, and we are back. We have some callers here in the chat room. I'm going to bring Beth back again. Our call-in number is 347-237-5339. You can find Beth at Beth Bader. That's Beth, BethBader.com. Again, our call-in number is 347-237-5339. I'm going to bring Beth back. Welcome back to the show, Beth.
Thank you, Amanda. I'm having a great day.
I am, too. It is so wonderful to have you here. Are you ready to take some callers?
Yes.
All right. Our first caller is area code 216. You're on with Amanda and Beth. How are you?
Hi. How are you?
Hello.
Good. How are you?
Can you hear me okay?
You're a little blurry.
Okay. Can you hear me better?
Yeah, that's much better. Thank you.
Okay.
What is your name, hon?
My name is Sherry.
Hi, Sherry. How can
we
help you?
Well, can I ask a question?
Yes.
Okay. I want to see what you see with my, I'm looking for employment, what you see with that. I'm actually waiting to hear back from 3 different companies.
Okay. What's the third one? The third one that you interviewed with?
Oh gosh, I got to think now because I had 2 interviews with one. The third interview was with a woman.
How'd that go?
They all went good. I really do believe that.
That's good. Well, here's the thing. You know, I'm getting a lot of energy around that third interview you had, and if they've all went well, then That's perfect, because here's what happens. Energetically, you're going to align and attune to the right employer in the right place that's for you. Everyone should be so lucky, because sometimes people have three different job opportunities, but they don't, you know, they don't care for any of them really. But here, all three went well. On that,
yeah, one of them was the least I'd want, but I would take it. Yeah, and you know, I'm going on my fourth month now. I'm just very stressed. You see me landing a job? How's that?
I do 4 or 5 months. I do within 4 or 5 months. I do.
Okay.
Amanda, do you see that?
You know, I do too, and it really is around the third one, because there's something that's just energetically connected to that one. You know, I'm with Beth totally on the energy being connected to that one, because it's just standing out. It's like the other two, they're sort of there. That third job
okay.
is so powerful and at you that it's like, yeah, that's going to happen. You know, you just got to hang in there with it and really just play these things out, because that one's meant for you. So that, I think, is really good that we're both kind of picking up the same thing in terms of that third one just being, you know, resonating so high for you. That's wonderful.
It feels like the lady that you interviewed with is going to take you by the hand and pull you in the right position there.
Okay.
For you. That's what it, I see a vision of that. Now, that's what I'm feeling very strongly and seeing. But be open, you know, say yes to the universe.
Oh, I know.
Yeah,
you know, you just get worried. You just get worried about finances. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Don't we? I know. Yes, why even say that? Yeah, doesn't everybody?
Yeah,
I'm having
not a lot of light opportunity.
I'm sorry?
Need a lot of light around that third opportunity.
Okay,
yeah,
anything
just hang
else?
Out around that third opportunity and know that it's going to come in really strongly for you, and that really there isn't anything to worry about. I mean, you know, how could it get any better than that? I mean, you've got that right in front of you to be shown. And, yeah, you know, there's that side worry, oh, gosh, oh, goodness. But, you know, don't let that drag you down. You know, oftentimes that's what we do. We're all guilty of worrying a little bit. I mean, that's every individual out there, even,
you know,
the strongest healers and all of that. But when we put our energy towards that, it doesn't help us. So it's a little easier to just say, wow, they're really picking up on that third thing. That's really nice. So how can it get any better than that? It's going to be wonderful. And try not to focus your energy on the worry.
Money.
That's just a suggestion
for you. You don't see any ruin in my finance. My finances are going to be at least, I'm going to make it. How's that?
So you're going to make it. My finances are
going
to be great, and I see it with ease and grace. You know, how could it get any better
Thanks.
Than that? Ease and grace is coming in with my finances.
Yeah, and each of us, one of the things I practice daily is that I pray over everything I do. I pray and meditate over every appointment, every decision, every opportunity. And I know and I trust the universe will deliver me into the right space or place. So know that as you pray and put powerful intention around each one of these opportunities,
I know
God will hold you and take you where you need to go. I have been 100% when I listen to my heart and the direction that I am being shown to go. The door opens up. It's like a huge light. Oh, you know, I can't miss it. You know, it's like this door opens up and I'm being shown. And my it's like a magnet. I just go. And we trust that. You know, I always say this, and I use this as a metaphor. When we go out to eat, and Amanda probably has called me saying this, when we go out to eat and we take an order for a salad, we'll go healthy today, a salad. And we give our waitress the order for a salad, and she takes that order back to the cooks. We don't keep going back and checking to see if they're making our salad. We just know what's coming. So when we place that order, that intention out to the universe, we know it's coming. It will come when it needs to come and whatever divine timing. And that's where we, you know, that humanist side of us, we need to let go and allow the right time around every single pull as it is to occur.
Okay.
So trust my beautiful sister, that as you pray and put intention around each of these opportunities, that you will be delivered into the right opportunity and it will come to you, okay?
Right, and that you'll be blessed by that opportunity, because all the opportunities are going to bless you, but the right one is going to come your way and it's going to say, there it is. I'm blessed in this opportunity. How nice is that? These girls saw this for me, and I'm blessed in that opportunity, and it's guiding me, and all I had to do was show up. I have three blessings, but this one blessed me, and it blessed me because they really felt it was going to bless me, but I know I'm blessed anyway. That's beautiful, and Beth said that too. Very well said, Beth.
Oh, you're right. Okay.
And thank you. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you so much, okay? Have a good day.
You have a beautiful day. Blessings. Our next caller is area code 480. You're on with Amanda and Beth. How are you?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. Hi there, Amanda. Angel.
Hello.
Amanda and Beth. I hope you had a happy Easter.
Great Easter. Thank you.
This is Audrey in Arizona, soon to be in Texas next week. Because I'm moving back there with my boyfriend. And I guess I just wanted to know what you see ahead for us as we go back to Texas, David and I, for our relationship.
Mine's picking up. I say clean up the past to move on to the future. Okay? Like, let go of the past to move on to the future. And I see him with his right hand pulling you forward. Like, he's in front of you, and you're behind him, and he has your hand, and he's pulling you. Now, I don't know what that means to you, but I heard release the past to move forward. All right?
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan. I mean, so you see us going forward in a positive way, Beth? Because we've had a lot of negative energy here with a lot of bickering, you know, back and forth and stress and anxiety and just like you said, a lot that needs to be put away and released because it's been wearing on us, on our relationship, and we're coming up on our 3 years. And I'm thinking to myself, we're either going to stay together and get engaged or we're going to go our separate ways, and which would be heartbreaking, you know.
When I first heard your voice, I saw and heard stress.
Yeah.
You know, it came in really strongly, and one of two things that I do for myself in any relationship is that I always make sure that, you know, divine timing is around every one of us, and we always want to be with the right person, but there's definitely something going on there. Do you have access to, and Amanda and I both do long-distance healing, but there needs, you both need to have some energetic clearing.
Uh-huh.
So if you go back home, you go back to where you're going, and you find some people who can energetically help clear this stuff.
Uh-huh.
So the energetic month, whatever it is that you're carrying, because you're carrying something, and he is too.
Uh-huh.
It's going to be difficult for you two to move together. Okay? You're just, you can take two people out of a space and move to another state, the same stuff is going to follow you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because I know, I've done that before. Doesn't work.
Well, things got worse once we came here for us. I mean, for our relationship, we really almost didn't make it because his family's in Texas, and he felt like I pulled him. Now he's pulling me. Didn't you see that? He's pulling me back there this time. So you were right on, spot on. He is, because he was the one that persuaded me we two got to go back, because he wanted to come here just for me, but he didn't want to come here. And then when we got here, I felt like I was being punished by him.
But you don't want to go there, though.
Well, I'm already going there, so it's already. Actually, yeah, we've already done a lot of work to find our place to live, and we're leaving next week.
But I'm saying energetically, it's not really in your heart to go there.
Yeah, it's not. But you know what? It's better than here because there's too many snakes here in the wild north of where I live, northern Arizona, and too many wild, you know, critters to worry about. It's stressful. And I mean, they're on the increase right now. The snakes, the venomous snakes around here, that up by 25% this year over last year. And I don't want to have to. You just can't walk anywhere without thinking you're going to be pinched, bitten, or stung. You know what I mean? By all the different things going on with animals and reptiles and bees and African bees and snakes. And I've had several snakes. And just I only lived here 9 months, and it was just too many things. I mean, it's pretty. But, yeah, and I don't feel like I'm going to stay in Texas forever, but I've got to go back now, you know, if I want to be happy for a while until I figure out where the next place is.
Well, you're talking to a girl who happens to love snakes and bees, because I see the medicine in them, so it's, like, so cool. And I
grew
up with it. So I get it that you don't like it. I still get it. You know, Amanda, you might be with me on this. I don't know if you want to interject. My thought is this. I want to be happy all the time. And when my heart is not happy, I listen to my heart. And if my heart is directing me to stay with someone, then I stay with them because maybe there's something I'm supposed to learn.
Yeah.
However,
yeah.
If I'm miserable, guess what?
Yeah.
I'm going to keep integrity in on me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you want that person to keep their integrity in them. They should be happy too. So,
the way that I see them is happy, you know, and I think that he's a supporter of her, and I think that she is of him, and granted, we all have our problems, and I think that, you know, the energy of where they were didn't help because, you know, Audrey wasn't very happy where she is, and like you, Beth, when you said, well, somebody's there to teach me a lesson, and, you know, if my heart is really in it. You know, I can feel Audrey's heart, and I know her heart is in it, and I know that she likes the support of him. And, you know, my encouragement is to just move with that heart and that energy and go back to Texas, you know, where she can, you know, kind of meditate and find her way. And then, you know, the rest will work out with how David is supposed to be presented in her life, because when he came along in her life in the first place, what I saw is that he was supposed to be there. And, you know, when things show up, when you just show up and you do the work, you know, it's always there on the other end. It's all about showing up. It's all about what are you willing to do with the energy that, you know, is given to you. Are you listening? Will you show up? Will you actually do these things? And, you know, I have to commend Audrey on listening. You know, she is listening. She knows she doesn't want to be there. She knows she has to move. And, you know, the rest will just fall into place from there.
Mm-hmm.
I do see you moving forward spiritually, though, like flying high.
I do too, and I don't see her staying in Texas forever either. I'm going to interject that too, but I think that that's like a stopping place or stepping stone, you know, into where you're headed.
Yeah.
You know, there's just some big shifts going on, and sometimes when we are in that limbo space, you can call it limbo space. You know, we can allow fear to come in on that. It's just an illusion. We don't want fear to come out. Move through it. Honor the space you're in. Keep integrity in on your heart and allow everything to unfold. It doesn't have to be hard. It just doesn't. So honor your heart and your space and honor this beautiful man you're with. And
yeah, he is a beautiful man, but he's also a very stubborn Taurus with, like, several planets in Taurus. And it's not only the Taurus sun, but like other parts of him are Taurus, and it's like just all stubborn, you know, and that's why he got his way in me coming back. But actually, I'm happy that he did persuade me in going, because like I said earlier about my, I mean, I love the totem, the animal medicine, like you said, but when it gets scary sometimes, it just gets a little bit too excessive around here lately, you know, it's too much for me to, I love to be out in nature walking around and not have to worry about yielding or going into a head-on confrontation with it, something that could put me in the hospital easily, quickly. But, yeah, so we'll move forward then, and then hopefully when he's back in his element, he'll be back to the man I loved that I first met 3 years ago when I was there. Otherwise, you know, I'll be having to say goodbye.
Look at it as, go into this, and you know we make the decisions on what we need to do, and where we go. We ultimately make the decisions, and everyone that comes into my life, I honor them for however long they are in my life because they are my teacher,
and yeah,
they have provided something beautiful for me that I needed to learn. So you know, look at it. Always look at it as this is part of my process. This is part of my growth. What am I learning? What am I receiving? Okay, I'm done. I'm going further. Or I'm going to remain with this person and continue to grow. And we must always look at it that way. I have teachers who I've worked with, for a little bit, and then I was done. It was time to go.
Yeah, okay? No, I know what you mean. It's that phase that you're going through. Well, we're at a phase where it's either going to go more permanent, long-term with us, or it's going to go like you said, just lovingly part ways, you know, not in a mean way, but you know what I mean.
I always say,
bless them.
We should always come from a loving, compassionate, we are partying in a loving, compassionate, effortless way. It says, the river would break off and fork to the right or left, it just flows effortlessly.
That's beautiful. Well, I love it. Thank you so much. I thank you both for everything. And I love your energy, Beth. You sound wonderful. And, of course, Amanda knows I adore her, too. So thank you for being there for us.
You're welcome, Ani. Thank you for being for us.
Bless you. Okay, lots of love.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Blessings to both of you. And, Beth, thank you for coming on today. It's been such a pleasure. And I will have you on again. This was wonderful.
Thank you, Amanda, and you're a blessing to society, and thank you for doing God's work. May you continue to grow and prosper and be the magnificent light that you are.
Thank you. You as well. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Amanda. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
And it said, something about the 90s. Something about
all the colors of the rainbow, all the voices of the wind. Every dream that reaches out to find the love begins. Every word of every story, every song.